It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, man, it's official. Liam Hemsworth has filed for divorce from Miley.
It was a little scary, yeah.
Ah, he did it, you guys. It is donezo. According to court documents, he filed in L.A., citing irreconcilable differences.
I'm sure every woman in the world is heartbroken by that news.
Right. He is, like, actually taking it, I feel like, of everyone. I feel like he seems the most emotional and the most hurt of everyone involved.
Guys are sensitive. It's just a fact. We have feelings, Mackenzie, okay?
I know. I mean, his ex, Miley, has been basically making out all over the place with her new girlfriend, Caitlyn, who used to be married to Brody Jenner. And here's a funny thing. Miley and Caitlyn sent Brody Jenner, Caitlyn's ex, a bouquet of the green stuff for his birthday.
I had a dream that I would die during my monologue on SNL for some reason, that I would just get so stoned that I just, like, died, which I Googled, and that's never happened.
I love Miley so much. I didn't know you could send a bouquet of, like, cannabis products.
But you probably can in California.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do anything in California.
I lived on the West Coast. Yeah, it's like, you know, the people we have dancing here with pizza signs?
Yeah.
They dance with, like, cannabis signs. And yeah, so. But they were like, hey, thank you. He loved the present. So I feel like he's on friendly terms with the girls, although Liam, I don't think so as much.
Well, I think Miley's acting immature about this. They just announced their split, and now she's gallivanting around town, making out with this person that she's in a relationship with, like, in front of him.
He's, like,
everywhere.
Crying, going to the courthouse.
Exactly.
Why are you looking at Pork Chop like that? He's not gallivanting.
Gallivanting. It's just fun to say, right?
Gallivanting.
Oh, well, Quentin Tarantino, the director, and his much younger wifey are expecting their first child.
But nobody wants to do that. They just want to know what I think. And I don't give a damn what I think. I want to know what other people think.
I love he's always, like, so on fire. He's just electric.
Rah!
He's going to be a dad for the first time at the age of 56.
Whoa.
And his wifey, Daniela, is 35.
I guess I got some time.
Yeah. Do you ever believe, how old is too old to become a dad for the first time?
I mean, in reality, I just think about, like, you should try to be around, at least if you could, in an ideal world, to the kids, like,
right,
25 or so they can try to get their life together.
Wait, what?
No, like, I'm saying if your parent, like,
oh, I thought,
like,
you, okay,
when you have these 70-year-old men having kids with younger women, the women most likely will be around unless, like, anybody could die, but let's say you live. But if you die, you're 70, you die when you're 80, the kid's only 10. I feel like the kid's getting cheated out of a parent.
That's true. Look at
that,
Alec Baldwin.
Sucks.
He has, like, he has older 20-year-old kids, and now he's, like, three or four young kids. He has a whole second life.
If you have lots of money, then it's totally fine because they'll be taken care of either way.
That's very true.
Daddy money in the house.
Very true. Well, if you can believe it, Aaliyah, she has been gone from us for so long. She passed away in that terrible plane crash in 2001. Well, now Madame Tussauds in Las Vegas unveiled the very first wax sculpture of her, which is interesting. I'd wonder why it took so long. Why do they take so long to make wax figures these days?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you can make them pretty quick. Maybe was it just because they were waiting for, like, the special anniversary of her death?
It could be. She has the same outfit, hair, makeup. It's pretty on point. Sometimes I feel like they're on point or totally off.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like, whoa, did I make that or did you, a professional, make that?
I went to Madame Tussauds in Vegas, and I remember I posed with Whoopi Goldberg, like the wax figure, and my sister saw a picture. She was like, stop it! You met Whoopi? And I just went with it. I was like, yes, she was amazing. But it wasn't her. But there you go.
All right, love, Mackenzie. Thank you so much. I'm just thinking about every wax figure I've ever seen in my life now.
I'm just thinking of if Liv met Bieber's wax figure, like what Liv's position would be.
I would literally cry. Don't even start talking,
I feel like,
about that.
It's like me and Ryan Gosling.
It.
Oh my God, Ryan Gosling.
Would you make out with the wax figure if it looked like him?
Yes.
I wouldn't make out, but I'd probably grope.
Yeah, why not? Like, squeeze the wax booty.
There's some extra wax right there. Mommy likes. All right.
Mackenzie,
thank you so much for the garbage.